This is the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. It's time for Renew Michigan. Larry Eiler, CEO of Eiler Communications, a communications firm that he and his late wife, Sandy, founded. He designed Renew Michigan, where we really talk about the positive aspects of the state and where our state is headed. And Larry, we had a great conversation with Tom Kelly not too long ago, who heads up Automation Alley in the Oakland County area. And he is live in studio today. So, Tom, welcome.
Well, thanks, Lucy Ann, for having me. This is exciting. I haven't, you know, I get to Ann Arbor so infrequently now. And, I'm a graduate of U of M, and I miss being in this area. You know, I'm over in the Royal Oak area, and of course, Automation Alley's out of Troy. So I always enjoy getting back to Ann Arbor.
I will never forget when Automation Alley was founded by L. Brooks Patterson, who sadly passed away at the age of 80 from pancreatic cancer. But when he formed this, everyone in Washtenaw County sat up and took notice, because that kind of operation wasn't happening here. There was a lot of great work going on, but not in a concerted effort. And I remember interviewing people at the time locally, Larry, who they would say, we've got to do something like what they're doing up in Oakland County.
Well, we started out with the IT zone, which was university and the city and people getting together. But it needed its own name and distinction. And so I had a committee, and the name of Spark came out, and everyone liked it.
That's right. And here we are with Spark, Ann Arbor Spark.
And that was really Governor Snyder, too, was very instrumental with
He was very behind the scenes for a long time.
Before he was governor,
Way before, because I think Spark was started maybe 14 years ago, something like that. And it's turned into a really good organization. But the thing that's nice is there's organizations like Automation Alley or other parts of the state, Grand Rapids, the west part of the state, that are all have these type of organizations now that are compilations of universities and other educational institutions and businesses and government. Mm-hmm. And it can be done, and it's being done. And I'd like to get our new governor on here, Gretchen Whitmer, and talk to her about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So. And really more relevant than ever. The organizations that bring collaboration, you know, industry, academia, government together, because technology is moving so fast now in all industries. You know, we focus on manufacturing, but it's happening in healthcare, it's happening in retail, it's happening in agriculture. You just can't keep up with it anymore. And so you need to be a community to divide and conquer, sort of understand
the
little
aspects.
And the
good part of what you're saying about technology propelling things is that people are starting to really recognize that and recognize, and I have a son-in-law. I'll tell you the quick story of this. My son-in-law from California has been in California all his life, works for Domino's. They've invented a new thing they're trying to do called continuous improvement. Well, that's like a book that John Saratakis wrote about 15 years ago called Better Makes Us Best. You do things better because you recognize things need to be done better, and people working together makes a lot of sense. So, and that's where Automation Alley fits in well, and Tom's work with his big staff and like that.
What exactly is Automation Alley again?
Yeah, so in Automation Alley, we've been around 20 years, and for 17 of those years, we were like Spark. You know, we focused on a multi-county region, and we tried to do economic development and help the region become better. Now, under my leadership, we sort of took a right turn, and we said, we're just going to focus on what we call Industry 4.0. Which is really the marriage of technology with manufacturing. And we're going to go statewide because we need the community at Spark to know how to navigate this.
People
this
in
challenge.
The Midwest are learning well how to work together and not in different compartments that all doing the same thing in a silo and doing it for their own needs. But they work together is what works, is what it always worked in Silicon Valley, and it's working here.
But this Industry 4.0, Lucy Ann and Larry, this is, you know, it's about robotics, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, advanced materials. Any one of these technologies is highly disruptive.
Is that what makes it 4.0?
That's what makes it 4.0. The 4.0 is the fourth industrial revolution. First was steam, second was Henry Ford and electricity, third was robots and computers. In any one of those transitions, the world changed on manufacturing. And if you made buggy whips, you were out of business because you didn't know how to keep up with what Henry Ford was doing. This is happening to us today, and Michigan is a manufacturing community.
I never thought about it that way, though. This has been happening for decades. We look at these challenges, and you know, we thought there was going to be the death of the manufacturing industry. Right. And it truly, you just have to adapt with the changing technology.
We do, and we are positioned to win. You know, Michigan got clobbered when China came online over the 2000s because we didn't have a competitive response for a low-labor country. Now the future is going to be based on how well you embrace technology and how you turn your business from technology as a tool to technology as a business model.
Give an example, though, how a business can do that.
Well, if you think about what's happening, let's take GM and Ford and FCA. So all of them have this existential threat that says as we move from cars that people purchase and consume as an asset to cars that drive themselves and are a service, that is a fundamental business model change. And all of them are wrestling with this existential threat of what do I become as I change from selling an asset and getting the cash up front to running the asset myself and having people just use the vehicle when I want. These are very critical issues, and it's happening not just in automotive, but everywhere. People are changing from a physical asset to a lease or a license or a rental.
And there's big awareness of that, and people are recognizing that working together and instead of in silos is a lot better way to go moving forward with technology propelling us.
Well, it's the only way to win.
And what about the employees, though? What do they need to know about this changing world and technology?
Well, there's what you need to know as an employee is that you need to be a lifelong learner. Just like you are a lifelong learner as a consumer, every year you have to learn a new phone, or every 3 years, whenever you get that new phone, there's always software updates that are coming. You choose to be a lifelong learner personally because you get benefit out of that. Well, the employers need the same thing from you. You need to be a lifelong learner, and you need to, and it can be fun because as technology matures, when you have things like virtual reality and augmented reality, training actually becomes fun. Did you know Walmart puts all of their employees now in virtual goggles and has them deal with irate customers, Black Friday, people crushing the door, how to do returns quickly.
They get this experience through these goggles.
Yes. And they're saying that the results are fantastic. DTE puts their linemen in goggles and teaches them how to secure down power lines. And they're getting the same emotional response, the same heart rate increase that they would get if they were out in the field doing that. So we know that they're getting that emotional stability to say, okay, I'm getting this, and it's being retained.
It's all real change, but most of it's for the better. You have to sort it out. And the Midwest is in a learning time still. We have to work together and collaborate. I hate that word, but collaborate between business, government, and high tech.
And education. You know, for a long time, there was a gap because we weren't teaching kids what they needed to know for this changing world. Has that changed much now?
Well, I don't think so. I think we need to do a better job. I think it's not that the teachers don't want to embrace this this new future, but it's the system is so. What's the word, Larry? It's just set in stone.
It's hard to change it.
It's hard to change. Yet technology is racing ahead at lightning speed, and we have to keep up. We're playing in a global village. Michigan competes not just with China, but with Mexico, with the South. all of these competitors, and geography is melting away because of the digitization of everything. So we have to be careful. Larry uses the term collaborate, but it's so true. In the Midwest, we don't do a very good job of collaborating.
But if you recognize that you don't do something well, people in the Midwest want to have it proven to them, but they are willing to learn, and that's what's good about it.
Larry Eiler with Renew Michigan. His special guest today is Tom Kelly, Executive Director and CEO of Automation Alley. The World Economic Forum and our relationship with that, with Automation Alley, what is the forum?
Well, the World Economic Forum is a convening body on the global stage. People have heard of Davos, all the Fortune 1000 CEOs fly in, they decide what the world order will be for that year. I've never been, but
it takes place every January or February.
Yeah, every January. Yeah. You're exactly right.
It's for about 10 years.
The World Economic Forum really is one of those organizations that has the voice of Industry 4.0. They coined the phrase the Fourth Industrial Revolution with Klaus Schwab, who is their founder. Mm-hmm. And so they do things all over the world. And to have them recognize and partner with Automation Alley and the state of Michigan regarding what we're doing around Industry 4.0, I think is a real feather in our cap. You know, there's only three places in the world where the World Economic Forum is doing these things called advanced manufacturing hubs. We are one. Guangzhou, China is another. And in India, Andhra Pradesh, India is the third. We are the only one that has actually stood up. The others are just government entities that are trying to get their legs about them. This is such a feather in Michigan's cap. When we talk about changing the story from Michigan as Rust Belt that got beaten down by China to Michigan can win on the global stage, embracing technology as it meets manufacturing, that's what the World Economic Forum helps us do.
Tom,
changes the story.
What is the next thing coming to Michigan, the next industry? What is happening? We hear a lot about robotics, everything going on with self-driving cars, et cetera. But what is that next thing?
So the next thing, especially as it pertains to manufacturing, is you have to pay very, very close attention to 3D printing and artificial intelligence. Because if you're able to know, so what artificial intelligence and modeling and simulation related to that allows you to do is to create iterations on parts. And these parts end up looking like organic, bone structures, right? If you've ever seen when a computer designs a part, it's something a human would never think or be able to do. And so if you can, but then the problem is, well, I can't make it because I can't get the holes because the way the drills work, the way the CNC works. Well, now if I can 3D print it, the complexity with which the world will be in is mind-boggling. And so we need to pay attention to that because Michigan, we make things the old-fashioned way. We take a hunk of metal and we subtractively make what we need to make. Uh-huh. And we're not fully embracing as quickly as we can what's happening with 3D printing.
3D printing and artificial intelligence.
You got it.
The keywords coming up. Great talking to Tom Kelly today, Executive Director and CEO of Automation Alley. Visit AutomationAlley.com online. Learn more about what they do out that way in the Detroit area. And our thanks to Larry Eiler from Eiler Communications and his Renew Michigan each week here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.